How often do you think about your heart health? Are you aware of the risks of cardiovascular disease? Well, let's dive into the heart of the matter. Cardiovascular diseases, encompassing coronary heart disease and stroke, claim the top spot as the leading cause of death in the United States. Particularly at risk are Blacks and Hispanics in underserved communities. It's a sobering reality, isn't it? But there's good news. Cardiovascular disease is largely preventable. Stay tuned to learn how you can keep your heart beating strong. Heart Smarts, a health program, is here to empower you to live a heart-healthy lifestyle. This program is not just about information, but about transformation. It offers a comprehensive approach to help you understand and achieve heart health. Heart Smarts is committed to reducing the incidence of cardiovascular disease, the leading cause of death in the United States. The program focuses on underserved communities where the risk of heart disease and stroke is greatest. Through education and empowerment, Heart Smarts aims to turn the tide on these statistics. It's a call to action, a call to change, a call to live healthier, longer lives. Heart Smarts is about arming you with the knowledge and tools you need to make heart smart choices every day. It's about the power of prevention and the promise of a healthier future. Remember, Heart Smarts is not just a program, it's a life-changing journey. It's about taking control of your health, one heartbeat at a time. But don't just take our word for it. Listen to these stories from people who have benefited from Heart Smarts. Imagine being told you're at risk for heart disease, a leading cause of death in the United States. Now picture having the knowledge and tools to combat that risk head on. For people like Maria, a single mother from an underserved community, Heart Smarts was a beacon of hope. The program informed decisions about her heart health, ultimately reducing her risk of cardiovascular diseases. And then there's John, a middle-aged man who was once a prisoner of his poor lifestyle choices. For him, Heart Smarts was not just a program, but a lifesaver. It opened his eyes to the risks he was taking and gave him the push he needed to commit to a healthier lifestyle. These are not just testimonials. They are life-changing stories. Stories of empowerment, resilience, and triumph over heart disease. These are real stories from real people who have seen the impact of Heart Smarts in their lives. Are you ready to be the next success story? Your heart health is in your hands, and with Heart Smarts, you have the power to make a difference. It's time to take that first step towards a healthier lifestyle, a step that could redefine your future. Heart Smarts is not just an ally, it's a beacon, guiding you to make informed decisions for your heart health. So why wait? The path to a healthier heart is just a click away. You'll find the link to Heart Smarts right down in the description below. Start your journey towards a healthier heart today with Heart Smarts.
Do you know how your credit score affects your financial life? Let's take a moment to understand what exactly a credit score is. Picture it as a numerical expression that represents your creditworthiness. It's like a financial report card, but instead of grades, you get scores. And these scores can have a significant impact on your financial life. Banks, lenders, and even insurance companies often use your credit score to determine whether they will approve your loan or insurance application. Not only that, but it can also influence the interest rates you're offered. A higher credit score might mean lower interest rates, which in turn can save you a lot of money in the long run. Think of your credit score as a key that can unlock better financial opportunities for you. So it's crucial to understand and maintain a good credit score. In the next minutes, you will understand why a good credit score can save you money. Ever wondered what makes up your credit score? Well, let's dive right in and uncover the mystery. Your credit score is composed of five key components, each carrying a different weight. First up is payment history, which is the heavyweight champion, accounting for 35% of your total score. This component evaluates how reliably you've paid off your debts. Late payments, bankruptcies, and other negative markers can significantly dent your score. So the mantra here is pay on time every time. Next, we have amounts owed, contributing to 30% of your score. This isn't about the sheer dollar value you owe, but rather the proportion of available credit you're using. If you're constantly maxing out your credit cards, lenders might think you're overextended and rate you as a higher risk. Thus, keeping your credit utilization low is key. The third component is the length of your credit history, making up 15% of the score. This includes the age of your oldest account, the age of your newest account, and an average age of all your accounts. In general, a longer credit history is better as it provides more information about your spending habits. Up next, contributing to 10% is new credit. Opening several new credit accounts in a short period, especially if you have a short credit history, can signal risk to lenders. So consider this before applying for that extra credit card. The final piece of the puzzle, also at 10%, is the types of credit used. Having a mix of credit types such as credit cards, retail accounts, installment loans, mortgage loans, and more can be beneficial. It shows lenders that you can handle various types of debt responsibly. And there you have it, the five components that make up your credit score: payment history, amounts owed, length of credit history, new credit, and types of credit used. Each plays a crucial role in determining how lenders view you as a borrower. Now you know the elements that shape your credit score, but how is it calculated? Credit scores might seem complex, but they follow a simple mathematical formula. Imagine a pie, divided into five distinct slices. Each slice represents a different component of your credit score. The size of each slice indicates how much weight it carries in the overall calculation. The largest slice, making up about 35% of your score, is your payment history. This piece of the pie represents whether you've paid your past credit accounts on time. Late or missed payments can take a big bite out of this slice, lowering your overall score. Next up is the amount you owe, which accounts for around 30% of your credit score. This slice reflects how much of your available credit you're using. If you're maxing out your credit cards or have large loans outstanding, this slice gets smaller, and your credit score dips. The length of your credit history is the third slice, accounting for 15% of your score. This piece grows with time. The longer your credit history, the more lenders can see your track record of repaying debts, which can boost your score. The final two slices, each representing 10% of your score, are your credit mix and new credit. Your credit mix refers to the different types of credit you have, such as credit cards, mortgages, or student loans. Having a variety of credit types can sweeten your score. New credit refers to how often you apply for and open new accounts. Too much new credit can indicate risk, shrinking this slice and potentially your overall score. Each action you take, from making a payment to opening a new account, can increase or decrease these slices. Pay your bills on time, keep balances low, maintain old accounts, diversify your credit, and limit new credit inquiries to keep your credit score pie as large as possible. A good grasp of how credit scores are calculated sets you on a path to improving yours. Improving your credit score may seem daunting, but it's entirely possible with the right strategies. Let's delve into some of these strategies and see how they can help you boost your credit score over time. First off, always make your payments on time. This might seem obvious, but it's worth emphasizing because your payment history is a significant factor in your credit score. Even a single missed payment can negatively impact your score, so it's crucial to stay on top of your bills. Set reminders or automate your payments if you need to. Second, strive to reduce your outstanding debt. Owing money doesn't necessarily mean you're a high-risk borrower, but carrying a lot of debt can lower your credit score. Start by paying off your highest interest loans first, also known as the avalanche method. Or if you prefer, you can start with your smallest debts and work your way up, which is known as the snowball method. Both strategies can be effective, so choose the one that best fits your circumstances. Thirdly, avoid accumulating new debt. This might seem easier said than done, especially in times of financial strain. But remember, the less you owe, the easier it will be to maintain a good credit score. So, before you charge a new purchase to your credit card, ask yourself if it's really necessary, and if you can afford to pay it off quickly. Another strategy is to keep your credit utilization low. Credit utilization is the percentage of your available credit that you're using. A lower percentage generally leads to a higher credit score. So try to use no more than 30% of your available credit at any given time. Lastly, be cautious about closing old credit cards. While it might seem like a good idea to close an old card that you're not using, doing so can actually lower your credit score. This is because it reduces your available credit and can increase your credit utilization ratio. So, unless there's a compelling reason to close an old card, like high fees, it's often better to keep it open. Keep in mind that these strategies won't boost your credit score overnight, but over time, they can help you build a strong credit history and improve your score. And the higher your score, the more likely you are to be approved for loans or credit cards, and the better the terms you'll receive. Remember, improving your credit score is a marathon, not a sprint. Patience and consistency are key. Once you've improved your credit score, the next step is to maintain it. Now, maintaining a good credit score isn't as daunting as it might seem. It's all about consistent good habits and a little bit of foresight. First off, make it a habit to regularly check your credit reports. This allows you to monitor your financial health and catch any inaccuracies that might negatively affect your score. You're entitled to one free credit report per year from each of the three major credit bureaus: Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax. Make the most of it. Keeping your credit card balances low is another essential tip. Credit utilization, or the percentage of your total available credit that you're using, plays a significant role in your credit score. Aim to keep this ratio under 30%. This shows lenders that you're responsible with your credit and not overextending yourself. And then there's planning for the future. This involves creating a realistic budget and sticking to it, saving for emergencies, and avoiding unnecessary debt. Remember, your credit score is a reflection of your financial habits over time. So the earlier you start planning and the more consistent you are, the better your score will be. All these steps might seem small, but over time, they can have a significant effect on your credit score. With these tips, you can maintain a good credit score and enjoy its benefits. Understanding your credit score is essential to your financial health. And with that, we've come to the end of our journey. But before we sign off, let's quickly recap what we've learned. Firstly, we've seen the crucial role that credit scores play in our financial lives. They're not just numbers, but indicators of our financial health and trustworthiness. We've delved into the key components of credit scores, including payment history, credit utilization, and length of credit history, among others. We've also explored how these scores are calculated, shedding light on the mysterious yet vital process. And not to forget, we've shared some valuable tips on how to manage and improve your credit score. Remember, consistency is key, and it's never too late to start. As we've seen, maintaining a good credit score isn't just about saving money, it's about creating financial opportunities and securing your future. Remember, a good credit score can open doors to financial opportunities, so start